Episode 370, July 9th, 2018.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
The punk? Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
From radio, oh, 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 now in a closet studio, oh, 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 they are Rob and Joe. All the listeners in the chat room, they make Rob mad, 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 but when they slurp our producer, oh, you know it makes them glad, glad. The girls that Joe loves so, they're all too young to vote. He wants them. Oh, tied to his bedpost. Oh, oh, baby.
So I'm pretty sure you still swear by Waze, correct, Joe?
Well, swear by, I use it. It's, okay. I guess, path of least resistance.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying that it still may be the best one out there, but I now hate it.
Why did it fuck you?
It always... I'm driving home today, Syracuse, and I'm not really... There's no point to go straight to my house because I would literally be there for 5 minutes. So I come straight here, and then it takes me through fucking Baltimore.
Yep. I've had to do that to me, too.
I don't want to ever go in the city. And maybe it's faster, but if you give me 12 turns in the city, I'm going to screw up two or three of them.
And you did.
Yes. And now I'm was sitting in for 5 miles of just traffic. I don't want to go in Baltimore where I can get shot. There's more chances for an accident or.
Well, you know, Gramps goes there every day. So.
I'm not Gramps. I don't have that. And then, by the way, early in the trip, it takes me off the highway to go around. I'm end up in the country. There's a tractor in the road for 10 minutes. Now, it would no way of knowing that, but I was like, I want the easiest route, not necessarily the fastest. Maybe there's a setting I can change.
But I don't think there is. They don't know what you consider easy. Some people might consider
less
the
turns.
So I can't imagine there's an app out there that says I want to go from A to B. I want to turn as little as possible.
No, there's ones that say just stay on highways and avoid, you know, cities and back roads and stuff.
Oh, there's something that says avoid cities.
There's probably one that says stay on highways, main highways, which would obviously mean avoid cities.
So,
within reason, I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure that if you were to use any, you know what you should use?
What's that?
Go and use MapQuest.
Yeah.
If you use that, it's going to give you just A to B, but you got a MapQuest in the middle of the night, because then you know highway's always going to be the fastest, and then you just follow that. You'll never leave the highway.
That's
you'll
what
ne- you'll
I
never
I
do
be
that.
Able to just,
you'll never do what
no,
I just said.
But I want to be able to check out and just... Look, I know I can get to your house from 695 without going through Baltimore. I know that that's possible.
You never went home?
No.
So how long were you in the car?
About 6.5 hours.
Ugh, do you smell?
I don't know. You've been hanging out with me for an hour. We just did a bonus show. Do I smell? I mean, I showered today.
Yeah, I know.
Why would I smell? I've been sitting in a car.
Really? Because when I just, like, travel film, you've never heard that expression before?
No.
You're in a car for a real long time. Your back's sweaty.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm hotter in here than I was in my car.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So fuck you, Waze. Stop taking me into the city.
Now, you're by yourself.
Yes.
What do you do when you're by yourself? Do you listen to music? Do you call people? Do you write? Do you think of funny things?
I listen to...
book on tape.
Today I listen to podcasts. I listen to two NFL-related ones called Move the Sticks. It's an NFL podcast. I like it a lot. Then I listened to this Origins podcast, and they talked about the origins of the 30 for 30 series on ESPN, two-parter.
Right.
It's very good, a lot of inside stuff. Then when I was on with Kirk last week, last-minute fill-in on 98 Rock, you were at the beach, and they played this song, Flawless, by Dorothy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it immediately. I downloaded it. It's a good driving song. I like it.
Yeah, but that took about 4 minutes here.
Now I played it five times. Okay. Two or three in a row sessions.
One acoustic version, right?
And then when I got closer to Baltimore, I listened to 98 Rock, Kirk and Marianne. And
You were listening to see if they were going to mention our show tomorrow night, and they didn't.
They didn't, but they did mention the kickoff concert, whatever it's called, that just got announced with the Third Eye Blind and the Struts. What is that?
Yeah, that's a band.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the kickoff concert? Is that for the Ravens?
The NFL kickoff. Yeah, it's I guess it's the Saturday before the first game, I think, or
yeah,
Friday or something like
matter
that.
Matter of fact, you told me something that it's a little disheartening, actually. Because we talked here on the air about me being asked if I want to do pregame.
Yeah.
And then you talk to the person that's currently doing pregame, Kirk.
Yes.
Kirk McEwen, he does Afternoon Drive on 98 Rock. And you said, oh, I heard you're doing pregame with Joe. And he said, I hadn't heard that.
Exactly. So, sorry. I don't know if... I mean, I thought it was official.
Wah-wah.
Not wah-wah. By the way, how often... have I said something was going to happen on here and it didn't happen?
No, you're right. But it's also, it's not like Kirk needs to prepare or anything.
He doesn't need me. No, I get that.
But, I mean, he's gonna show up day one. Whoever's there is there. It doesn't need to factor
right, there's
in
nothing
his,
he needs
his,
to do, right.
His summer Let training me get my, schedule.
You're right. He's not going to be a different person if he comes. No, I hear what you're saying. But you do think that they'd be like, hey, we're thinking about doing this or we're doing this. Letting you know.
Yeah, and it wasn't just Kirk. It was one of the producers was in there, too, and he also didn't know. Not a producer of the broadcast. So like, I don't know, Joe. I just was casually making conversation.
And they wanted to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Did they give each other weird looks when that happened?
Come to think of it, it was... I think it was kind of weird that I knew that they didn't. But, I mean, obviously, we're friends. That's how I would know, but...
Well,
they seem fine with it.
They don't think I'm lying.
No.
Because it'd be
You're trying to lie to me.
And on the air, yeah. So it's weird because when we stay at the beach, I was at the beach last week. Yeah. There's no show. And we stay at a place that we've had since 1981 on 66th Street.
Point of clarification. The reason there was no show last week is because I was at the beach.
Sorry. Anyway.
Thanks for chiming in. God.
So back to, wow, you're being particularly dicky today. But you were worse to Marcus pregame. So
yeah, sorry, Marcus.
Pre-show. So anyway, we go over to the Holiday Inn. Now, I've been going to that Holiday Inn for 37 years.
That outdoor bar area?
Well, it's been in many different iterations of that. But,
I like that spot.
But there's a place inside the fence for people that are staying at the hotel, and then there's a pool area and then like a deck area for people inside the hotel, and then there's the pool bar outside you can go without staying there and then up there.
Right.
So me and my son, Katie, and a bunch of other friends, Erica, her sister, blah, 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 we were at the Holiday Inn pool bar inside of the fence. And this guy walked up and goes, hey, are you guys staying here? Immediately, you know, Erica, professional liar. Yeah, we haven't been able to check in yet, so they just told us to come out here. Boom, done. Everybody gets a wristband. Okay? Luckily, Joey was with them, so the professional liar was able to just get it done.
Right.
Next thing you know, James walks up, and this guy goes, you stay in here? And James is like, ooh, he couldn't have looked more guilty. He's like, what? I don't know what that is. Yeah. So now all of a sudden, we get kicked out. I've never gotten kicked out. I'll be 50 this year. I've never gotten kicked out of the pool bar. I've never been more disappointed in my son's inability to lie than I've ever been when he could not come up clutch. Now, that's happened to me one other time.
With him or with you?
Couldn't
come up clutch.
I was in the indoor pool.
Yeah.
I was a child. I was probably, I don't know, maybe I was 14. Robbie was 16. You think that's about fair, Robbie?
Sounds about right.
And guy walks over. What room are you staying in? Robbie's like, I'm not staying here. Because, like, you're going to have to leave. What room are you staying in? I go, 114. All right, see you later. But I stay Robbie Rolled.
You just knew that story. It's, you two have a great memory of your childhood.
Joe has a great memory.
Well,
yeah.
You're pretty good, though. But Joe does. It is interesting.
Well, a lot of weird shit happened to me when I was a kid. So.
I feel like I don't remember anything.
Memory.
I remembered a story over the time we were at the beach that Joe didn't remember.
Tell me, refresh my memory. What
I've
was
already
it?
Forgotten it.
It was about a cousin opening her mouth when kissing my dad.
Oh, yeah, but
jeez,
that did happen. But it started to come together as you were saying it, yeah. But, yeah, I didn't remember it as vividly as Robbie was. He must have, you know, spent a lot of time pleasuring himself to the thought tonight. But.
So I came back from Syracuse. I was there Friday and Saturday doing stand-up, and then Sunday the guys came up and we did the murder mystery. But I'm talking to this crowd, and there's a joke that I talked about recently about talking dirty. And I say to these two, this couple, I say, "You two still talking dirty to each other?" The woman goes, "I'm his mother."
Oh, that's great, actually.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So that ended up being a nice little moment. The next night, a guy is going to propose to his girlfriend.
And they make you aware ahead of time?
Well, they make the headliner is aware because I'm not headlining. So this is what he told me. So.
By the way, who's the headliner?
Vic DiBattista, this Italian guy. He's got some viral video with 200 million views. He's a super nice guy. Funny. I like him. He was very cool to hang out with. And he does. They're there to see him. So it was good.
He's huge up there in Syracuse?
No, he just has a. He lives in Jersey. He's a typical Jersey Italian guy. But just very pleasant to hang out with.
Right.
So. But the idea is that at the end of his act, that he's, he does sometimes he does that blindfold trick where the girl puts his arms, you know, it's the classic. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to do that.
Made famous by
Howard
G. She's
going to come on stage. He's going to put this blindfold on her. And then at that point, the boyfriend is going to get up and then go on stage and be on one knee. And then he'll take the blindfold off. And then we're off and running. So. He tells me, you know, who it is. It's this couple. They're right there on the left. The guy's turquoise shirt. So now I'm like, it's in my head that, because I have a lot of jokes about shitting on marriage and a lot of jokes about that I just ask about their relationship. So I'm like, I don't even want to, like, look at this guy.
Right.
Because I don't want to slip up and say, are you guys going to, you know.
Yeah, right.
And it make it weird. So I just don't look at him the entire show. I didn't want to slip up because it was in my head.
He was sitting right in the front row?
He was like. Yeah, there's the middle table, and then the table to the left was that couple.
I know we've told this story here, but I'm going to tell it again.
By the way, she said yes.
I figured. Yeah. We were
wasn't as good as yours.
We were doing our Christmas show at the DC Improv,
mm-hmm.
And one of the things we do is we have people come up and sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah,
and Santa, of course, is not wearing any clothing other than tidy whiteys, or as Eric Woodworth would say, whitey tidies, which makes me crazy. And then, and boots. That's it. That's all he wears. And a girl came up on his lap and he said, "What would you like?" And she said, "For my boyfriend to propose." And this dick, do you remember this?
Yeah, God.
Came up
that
on
was
stage and pretended like he was going to propose and then he psyched her in front of 300 people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, that a lot of relationships wouldn't sustain that. That would be the end of it.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have a great proposal moment.
So did I.
Yeah, that would be nice for our show. At least a happy moment as opposed to all the sex and dirty. So, the murder mystery, we're doing Sing for Your Life. It's the one, where Eric ends up in his whitey tighties. And
tidy whiteys, by the way, but go ahead.
Eric, Tommy, Sambazo, Sean Gabbert come up. And I'm a little concerned because they did a Groupon, which is a very successful Groupon. 170 people from that Groupon. But I'm concerned that you get maybe a different kind of an audience. You get an audience that, you know, might think this is a more dinner theater, doesn't necessarily go to comedy clubs, so they may not be prepared for our show, which is definitely for a comedy club audience sensibility. So I'm attempting to explain that, you know, in the beginning as I'm walking around. And there's a table full of, like, I would say, like, a mom. And then maybe like an aunt and a grandma and her mom. And then there's a kid. She's a dog. She looks underage. I don't know how she's in there. And
was it 18 plus?
I don't know. I guess, but
okay.
She also looked a little off, but whatever. So I go to them. Basically, the way my pitch is, I say, hey, you know, this show is for a comedy club audience. You're in a comedy club, so you're going to hear, you know, comedy club kind of language and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'd been saying R-rated, but for this table, I said, yeah, it's more PG-13, right?
Right.
But I said, it doesn't get crazy. No nudity or nothing crazy. 45 minutes later, there's an entire section yelling to Tommy, show your dick. So,
and they were involved or no?
No, but it Tommy said it because he had just peed. He goes, it was my fly down, and it wasn't. And then they're like, show your dick. So Eric's like, show your dick. So it got really crazy and out of control. But so it did turn R. But then afterwards, the mom wanted me to take a picture with her daughter, which was weird. But so
was she hot, the daughter?
No, she's a kid. So Gramps thinks that she's. No.
Bonus show reference.
Yeah,
people.
Sorry. There was a girl in there that was like, you look really sexy tonight, but you're bad in bed. Because my character is a running joke that I'm a bad lover.
Right, right.
And I'm like, okay, but it's just a character, right? So, but this is how I really look. This is not my outfit. This is not a costume. This is just what I wear.
Was she hot?
No.
I hope she's not listening. I hope you didn't plug our show.
I did. I never do. So one of my concerns in this show is that when we do it back home, there's some singing parts that are characters in the show, like Dr. Roz, for example, who is a cast member, and I really need someone to come up and sing.
That can sing.
Right. And so I'm just trying to find someone in the audience.
The plot's hard to work unless she's a front runner, you know, one of the front runners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So I see this girl, and I'm asking for parts. I said, I need a female singer. This girl's like, yeah. She's got this rocker vibe. She's pretty fucking. She's attractive. She's cool.
Just like Pat Benatar.
Oh, she did, like a young Pat Benatar. And I'm like, what song do you want? She says, well, I sing karaoke all the time. I said, all right, well, let me know. She goes, I come back. She goes, hit me with your best shot, Pat Benatar. Oh, my, great. Up tempo. You know, it's a fucking, everyone knows that song.
Right.
You belt it out. You don't have to do the whole song, a verse or two. She goes, well, you know.
I like to do the whole song.
I'm like, okay. So I go to the back, and I'm like, fellas, I go to the green room. I got a great Dr. Roz. She's attractive. I feel like she's just going to kill it, right? So her time to come up, and I didn't realize that she had a cane. She hurt herself. So
now she had a cane, like. A lifelong cane, or
I don't know, but she walked up with the cane, and that takes a lot of the sex appeal away. So Tommy just starts laughing.
No,
right?
Okay.
And then this is a belted out song.
Yeah.
And she is just, hit me with your best shot. It's just like no one can hear.
She has the self-awareness of Robbie at karaoke.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And she had no stage presence, and I'm like... Okay, never. I got that completely wrong. And I was so proud of that because usually you are the one that's getting these parts and you do a really good job at it. And I feel like I suck at it. But I was like, this is one. I fucking hit a home run. And no, strikeout.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, that reminds me of our worst experience ever with that. And that's when the lady came up. And this was a different time. She didn't play a character. She was in the competition in between.
Yes.
And she walked up and said, this one goes out to my son who died, you know, a week ago or whatever, however long ago it was. Do you remember what song she sang?
Some sad song.
It was the Pretenders, right, Robbie?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had two guys. We had four people. Actually, five wanted to do it, but they didn't come up with their song, so I just never went back to them. But two guys came up, these two guys in their 50s, and they did Soul Man. They did a whole dance, and they crushed it.
They won, I assume?
Yeah, and then the girl that went after them sang some sad song I never heard of, and she was bad. It was like, it was such a hard...
It's the three no's, right?
Yeah.
It's a sad song, no one ever heard of it, and she sucks.
Exactly.
It's like Robbie going up and doing Glenn Fry at the end of the night.
And she just followed this upbeat number, where they're performing, they got put sunglasses on, I mean...
Oh, they had a whole... They were ready to go.
Oh, they were ready, yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, no, I was proud of them. They were good guys, I liked them. So wait, thank you, Syracuse. We had almost 300 people there. It was a really packed house. We had a great show, good turnout. Everyone had a
How
good time.
Come 300 people go to see us in Syracuse, and we have 25 tickets sold in our backyard in Jam and Java? Every single room we perform at, we pack it. Explain it. If you live near Vienna, Virginia, and you hear this, go buy a ticket. Go buy it. We need it. We never do this.
21st, right?
We never beg. Nah, I think it's a little later than that. But
no.
Oh, it is the
21st? July 21st.
All right.
Coming up soon. Saturday night.
That's like 12 days away.
I know. We got to get on it.
Oh, my God.
I told you guys before we started recording that Bryan Adams has one show on his whole tour this summer, and it's in Vienna, Virginia.
At the Jam in Java?
He sold 25 tickets.
He's a Wolf Trap.
Okay. That's
is there a big show at Wolf Trap that night? You think that's what's affecting
us? Might have something to do with that.
Well, they did it. They did a Groupon in Syracuse, and that does help the numbers. So.
Yeah, but I understand that, but that's 170 and then 130.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's...
Well, there's some guests. No, but it look.
I only know one
person.
I would
like half of that. It would be great.
Do you know anybody that lives in Virginia? I do. Robbie. Hey, what about Black Phil? Will Black Phil come, Robbie, to this show?
Yeah, come again?
I'll ask him.
Yeah. He came to the last time. He got there late.
Yeah, well.
Black Phil.
Yeah, last time you said get him there, you got him there.
Black Phil lives in D.C., though, not Virginia. Right.
I know a lot of people in Virginia, but I won't be at that show.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's right. Sean will play the thing. Sean will do my part. It's perfect. He's great at it. It's a Nilly Day game. You don't have to.
Yeah, I guess I should remind him he's doing that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he was good at it when he did it before.
I'll be in Helium in Philly with David Koechner and Scott Bergson.
Mm. All right, well, I'll be in front of, 48 people in Vienna, Virginia.
All right, advantage me. Take a break. Rob and Josh will be right back.
Hey, it's Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show. You may remember me from my critically acclaimed role as Bucky in Death of a Dentist. Well, my next star turn will be in a show called The Newly Dead Game, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the minds of Rob and Joe. Imagine, you're in a TV studio at a taping of the very popular game show Clash of Couples. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, July 21st at Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
I think I'm already tired of our guest, Michael Chamberlain.
Tell us about this piece of shit car you're driving.
I'm driving a 2005 Silver Ion Saturn.
But I guess I should tell the audience that, Rob's my best man.
What? I am?
Yeah. So first time ever on the Rob and Joe show, Frank Push.
Is this guy bothering you, ladies?
All right. Hello?
Can you hear us now?
I'm just over here to stare at you two.
Okay. Hello?
I didn't recognize you. Put on a lot of weight.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I can't hear you.
It was a big week for both of us. You got engaged, and I met Mag Bergson.
Hello?
He is.
So there he goes.
Weddings off.
My girlfriend was born in 1990.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, I am.
Robbie, do you think I have red hair?
No.
By the way, I'll get married tomorrow. It's not my decision.
Not if you want to lose 30 pounds. Hey, this is Mix 109 or whatever. It's the afternoon giveaway. You are live on there.
When did I say nice job, Jim?
Bravo.
When did I say I want to suck your tit?
Jim Amato.
God, some of those are like, where do they come from? And of course, Robbie does that all the time. He'll take something out of context that makes you sound just the fucking worst person alive. Whose tit did I offer to suck, Robbie? I guarantee it was a man.
You were repeating a drop that I played.
Wow.
Well, that means I had said it earlier.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. You had said it originally. But if you want to know when you said it originally, you were doing an impression of Gramps.
Yeah, like, he's always saying that.
How much work would that take for you to do what Jim Amato just
couldn't, did? All the work. I could never do it. Robbie could do it. I couldn't. I couldn't do it. But he does it. He whips it up.
Okay. Let's just guess how much longer would it take Robbie to do the exact same thing that Jim Amato did?
It might take
Robbie's more.
It might take Robbie a little bit longer, but eventually Robbie would be able to do it. I mean, that's what he does. He's good at that kind of stuff.
But Robbie would obsess over it more, I think.
Oh, didn't even think about that.
That's
I'm not talking
about the acumen or talent.
To put something like that together, yeah, Robbie couldn't. If he wanted to put it together for like 2 weeks from now, I don't know. Once he picks it up, he usually does it till it's done.
Yeah.
All right. Jim's in chat.
Oh,
I want you to give us a total number of minutes or hours that it took you. It probably
Can
took
we guess?
Him.
Can we guess?
Yeah, I think it took him 2 hours.
He just put it in there. Oh, he's already read it.
Oh.
Oh, 90 minutes.
No, 2.5 hours, he said.
Oh. Yeah,
because he's got to collect all the, wow, all the stuff.
And you got to pour through it to do it, too.
You do. Yeah. So I think that's pretty good. I think I would definitely take at least 3 hours, maybe more on it.
I'll bet you what Jim does is, because when I listen to, I always plug Quality Time, and I just found out the most downloads they've ever gotten in one episode is 99. So
yeah.
I'm really the only one listening to this show.
Can we plug Jim Amato some more? Has Jim Amato put more work into the Rob and Joe show than you and I have?
Combined, yes. over its history?
Yes.
But anyway, I just forgot about the point I was going to make regarding, sorry, Quality Time.
Oh, by the way, Eric Woodworth does not like the Barry White Gramps ad.
What's his objection?
He makes him uncomfortable.
I don't love it either.
Uh-oh, Joe doesn't like it
either. I don't admit that kind of stuff because, you know, Robbie works too hard for us to shit on his product, but...
I think Eric says he doesn't like... He likes just regular Gramps, not Gramps doing shtick. Just give him the raw
Well,
Gramps.
Robbie made him do shtick. He just he probably read it straight, pretty much. Right, Robbie?
Yeah. And I didn't want him to read it straight. I wanted to make it into something different.
Well,
mission accomplished. You've lost Eric Woodworth as a listener.
He can skip over the damn ad.
No, he has to listen to every second. Hey, thank you, Jim. Awesome, awesome, as always. All right, what else we got, Joseph? Called you Joseph twice tonight.
That's all right.
Eric, you're welcome to put together your own Gramps ad.
Damn. Don't challenge him. He might just do that.
I spent, I went on vacation with Gramps, Aunt Mom, both my sons, Katie, and myself. We spent the week together. And it's weird. My father does like going to the beach.
Yeah.
But the reason he likes going to the beach is because his family's there. Because he never leaves the house. He wants to sit there and watch ID, and that doesn't do anything different. So,
can you imagine? Why be at the beach?
Well, I get why be at the beach, because we want to be at the beach.
Right.
And he wants to be with his family. But I did get him to go to the Holiday Inn pool bar. I got him to go there with me one time. And, yeah, it was...
What does Gramps wear? Is he wearing a suit? Is he?
No, he wears cargo shorts and a short sleeve button down.
Nice.
That's what he wears.
I like that. Undershirt or just the shirt?
What do you think? No undershirt.
Sandals or flip flops or shoes?
Sandals.
Okay.
What does Gramps order at the pool bar? What does he order?
Pina Jack colada. And Coke.
Close, Robbie. Not. Oh, sorry. Gramps corrected me. He also played 3 games of mini golf while he was down there.
Nice.
Now, mini golf is across the street.
He's getting out. He's
active. No, that happened. Anyway, back to the thing. What did Gramps? You said Jack and Coke? No.
Jack and ginger.
By the way, you know what am I drinking? By the way, ginger ale is one of them.
You're drinking a pina colada.
I'm drinking a pina colada. Correct.
What I said. Yeah.
That's what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And Gramps is drinking a Crown Royal and ginger.
Nice. That's a good drink.
Just like Jimmy Buffett would drink.
It's a classic.
Hey, pool guy Mark said coffee. And here's the thing. Katie gives me a lot of shit about the amount of coffee that I drink.
Yeah.
But I come across it naturally. I do drink a lot of coffee. I'm cutting down at 1 cup of coffee today. That's the goal. I'm trying to just drink 1 cup of coffee a day.
Why are you cutting it back? Because of all the cream and sugar you put in there?
Well, this morning, I'm just no more sugar. That's out.
Right.
Obviously, I don't really even enjoy it, but at this point, I have an addiction. It's just maintenance.
I just drink it black. I like it.
Where do you buy your coffee? Starbucks?
I usually don't buy it, but I make it at home. But Dunkin' Donuts. Usually.
Yeah. So, Gramps and Aunt Mom, they pour through some coffee. They drink it from sunup to sundown. Now, it's weird. They start with caffeinated. And then they go to the half. Then they have half calf, and then at the end they drink decaf. So, the caffeine is not it. It's just the coffee.
Yeah.
And they never stop. I'll bet. I don't want to exaggerate. I'm seeing what my dad said, but I'll bet you. How many pods do you think? It was a Keurig. How many pods do you think? This is just
for
me,
a week.
Me, Gramps, and Aunt Mom. How many pods?
80.
I'll bet it was 80.
Jeez.
I'll bet it was 80 pods. Because
why don't you get like a. I want a regular coffee maker that makes a carafe.
They don't want to do that.
They don't want to do that? We have the Ninja. I don't want to brag.
What's that do?
You know what does about a thousand things? You know the only thing we've ever had to do, though, is just make coffee. So
What, name one other thing it does.
Iced coffee, foaming, frothing things.
Oh, I see.
It's, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Espresso.
Yeah, yeah. And all we've ever had to do is make is just coffee.
Yeah, I'm going to, if I had to, if there was one thing in the world, well, you can be super specific, not necessarily an item, but like an ingredient. Obviously, if I could have something be good for you, it'd be sugar. That would probably help me out the most. But if you're talking about something that I eat regularly, if I ate it, it would be good for me. It would be coffee.
Yeah.
Because that, instead of, you know, the 20 ounces I drink, or 20 to 24 ounces I drink, used to drink multiple times a day. Well, it's been one day, but.
Back in the day in June, mine would be alcohol, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
You said you've been drinking more.
Oh, yeah. It's been interesting 2 weeks in the Rob Mayer household. a lot of things at play. We'll talk about that.
Bonus show stuff?
One day. Yeah, maybe deep dive. Yeah, a lot of drinking. A lot of trying.
What do you drink? Vodka? That's usually what I see you drink.
Yeah, that's been the go-to, yeah.
I don't see you drink a lot of beer.
No, I drink beer. I drink beer in Syracuse.
Which is your vodka of choice, Rob?
First available.
But if I'm just buying regular vodka, like, to mix it, it's Smirnoff. But if I'm drinking Ketel One, I like to drink Ketel One on the rocks with a lime at a bar, because that's my low-calorie drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric and Tommy and Sean stopped at Wendy's on the way up to Syracuse, and they asked for your name when they take your order. And if Eric, whenever they do that, he never gives Eric. So Eric goes first. He goes, Chet. And then Tommy goes, Stefan. The girl says, how do you spell it? He goes, there's usually an E in it. And then she says, F. And he goes, yes, three Fs or something crazy. And then Sean says, Sergio.
Would you go with Rob?
I wasn't there. They told me the story. But I just, I don't know. Just Eric just saying Chet, and I'm just already dying laughing.
I love Wendy's.
Yeah, I had a bad one, though, driving to Columbus a couple weeks ago, but I usually do like Wendy's.
Yeah, Katie, she won't eat there.
Really?
Yeah, although we've decided, Sunday was our last day to eat. We're getting married May 31st.
I feel like you've said this four or five times in the last
year. I know,
I
haven't been able to pull it off.
But I see you starting these diets.
I think I told you guys this already. I started working out around January.
Yeah.
I've worked out pretty much every single weekday other than vacation. Maybe I've missed 5 or 6 days out of that. Half a year.
What are you doing? Elliptical? You're jogging?
Cardio, right. Cardio. I mix it up. Okay. I do bike some days. I do treadmill some days. I do elliptical some days. But 30 minutes is what I do every single morning without fail. I haven't lost a pound.
Is it getting easier?
I feel horrible and I haven't lost any weight. No, it's not getting easier. I dread it. I mean
easier to do. Are you going faster or different?
No, I mean, yes, I am going faster on both the elliptical and the treadmill. On the bike, I do that so infrequently because I hate it that I don't even sometimes even remember where I was or what level I was on. But yeah, you're right. I have started and stopped, but this time I got to look good for my wedding photos. I'm already going to be, attractive and much older.
It's too soon to talk about that. You got to get through the holidays and then.
No, I'm going to. This is what I'm trying to do.
It's 10 months away.
How long do you think it's going to take me to lose the 25 pounds I need to lose?
Not to discourage you from losing the weight, Joe.
Three months?
You can always give the pictures to me and I'll Photoshop them before anybody gets them.
Yeah, but I also would like to be out on the beach without tits.
I would just get through. Look, anything you do now, you're gonna be doing the pregame radio stuff. So you're gonna be in a bar eating that food. You're gonna be all this.
No.
I'm telling you, Joe. You get through the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and all that.
I literally only have 3 months. I'm not gonna do it.
You get to January and you do the cliche new year, new you, and then you start hitting it. You got all the way. You got 5 months or whatever.
This is what I believe is going to happen. Okay? Right. Tell me if I'm deluded. I'm going to... By the way, you've been around me twice where I've lost an immense amount of weight.
Yes.
Okay? So I'm going to do it again. Once I get down to my goal weight, which is going to be about 170. Uh-huh. That's my goal weight. Once I get down there to 170, I'm going to then continue to work out, but I'm just going to eat a little bit more liberally. But I got to get there first. I can't just stay where I am right now. I got to get down where I want to be and then stay there.
Well, Katie doesn't need to do what you need to do. She doesn't need to do anything, but I mean...
No, but she, I mean, she's a girl, so she wants to...
But if she starts trying to lose weight now, she's going to be a different person when you
she
come
said,
May 31st.
This is what she said. She wants people at the wedding to be whispering whether or not they think she has an eating disorder. That's her goal.
Wow, that's an interesting goal. Yeah.
My goal is, remember in the movie Seven where the guy, they thought he was dead and he coughed?
Yeah.
I want to look like that guy. So we both have
I want to look attractive. That's what I want. That's my goal.
Yeah.
By the way, I have to get in shape too for this.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. When we run around without our shirts on, right?
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's a topless wedding, right?
I think I told you this when I went away to Charleston with the family. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the most out of shape person that's there. And her father was there. And I can't look worse than him, which I do.
Yeah.
Because he's 10 years older than me. I can't do it. So luckily, he had a melanoma removed or a skin cancer removed. Luckily.
Thank God.
Luckily. So he had to wear a shirt into the water. So I'm like, me too. So then I was able to...
You were just doing it to support him.
No, I was like, yeah, no, that's not safe.
Were you wearing your button-up Oxford?
I was wearing a suit of armor. Yeah, I was very excited about that.
All right, but you want to just have a gradual... If you're starting this early, it should be a gradual weight loss, nothing crazy.
But I don't think it is crazy. What's crazy?
Just count your calories.
I know, I'm counting them. What I have to stop... Look. Do you know what I do when I'm on vacation?
You eat whatever you want.
I wake up.
You drink pina coladas. That's not helping.
I wake up. I drink a cup of coffee, two cups of coffee with sugar, and I go over to the hotel bar, eat clam strips, drink, pina coladas that night, go eat, chicken parm the size of this desk.
Yeah.
You know, go get cotton candy, not cotton candy, popcorn, caramel popcorn.
Funnel cake.
Yes. Well, I didn't get any, but I do love funnel cake. Yeah. So that's what you do, and then I'm like, all right, I got to stop.
Yeah, it's a bad week.
I got to stop, but I do love sugar. I love it. It's my drug of choice.
Yeah.
Oh, and heroin. That.
And dick. Rob and Joe should be right back.
The Rob and Joe Show has become a fixture in my weekly flow. I don't miss work or church or chores, nor would I forget Rob and Joe. They aren't just funny, but can be most interesting. Not only that, I make new friends and share our thoughts by being there with them in chat. Their great success is created by all the talent that they share, but much of it is just because they, with great luck, have Robbie there. For those who miss the bonus shows, I promise it would be worthwhile to pay $5 just to add to your life many laughs and smiles. Just go to Patreon and join. Become a patron today. I promise you will never feel as though you've thrown $5 away.
No, I'm doing Miller's Crossing there with the accident and that. You know the bit where Gabriel Byrne takes Dom Turturro through the woods? God, it's a brilliant film. It's brilliant. It's hard to believe that the same two geniuses who made the Miller's Crossing film are the same two idiots that made the Big Lebowski film.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
I'm not doing
it's not possible. No. It was made by the same two people. Unless it was struck by lightning in between or something like that. You know, the Coen brothers.
Robbie was able to find one person that doesn't. I was just talking to Aunt Mom about this.
About Big Lebowski?
No, about how... It's almost like when you say, that guy's never going to make it in the NBA. He's only, he's only 6'1". And you're like, what do you mean? Muggsy Bogues was 5'3". So they take the outlier and then they use that. The left does that as well to make their points. But yeah, that's what you do. You take an outlier or an isolated incident and then you use that as an example of why something is true or not true.
Yes.
This is a very irresponsible way to argue. I will say I just saw... I think it was AFI's 100 movies you have to see before you die, and one of them, The Big Lebowski.
Boom. How many have you seen of the 100?
I've seen most of them. Yeah. Most of them, yeah.
Movie Pass.
Yes, this year.
It
sucked. I couldn't go to the movies yesterday because my son had his graduation party.
Which, oh, yeah, high school graduation?
It can be a little awkward because...
Oh, yeah, so you have, obviously, the ex, the wife, right?
Yeah, so the ex-wife has a boyfriend who seems like a very nice guy. I know him about as well as I know, you know, my neighbor two doors down. I don't know the guy, right?
Right.
But I know a couple things about him. One thing I know is that he loves Dave Matthews.
Oh.
I know that, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't love Dave Matthews.
I've been to a Dave Matthews concert.
You have?
Yep.
Why?
Went with a black girl, surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah, not to one.
You were doing that to try to get laid, clearly, right?
No.
You don't love Dave Matthews.
It was an ex. No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't enjoy myself.
So, anyway, Dave Matthews was on Howard Stern this past 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And I was like, he sang, he covered Whiter Shade of Pale, and he did Crash Into Me. One song I love, but I love, you know, the Procol Harum.
Yeah,
Harum.
Like Crash Into Me.
Procol Harum, is that who sings it?
Procol Harum.
Procol Harum. And I don't literally love Crash Into Me. And he sang, it was awesome, right? So, look, I give credit where credit is due. So I call Robbie, and it's just typical Robbie, just like the Big Lebowski. He's violently explaining, I don't fucking like Dave Matthews. I'm like, Robbie, the reason that I'm calling you is because I was shocked about how good he sounded, but he was aggressively explaining.
I said I would listen to it.
Well, that's the way you're sounding now is a lot like.
Did you tell the new boyfriend?
Yeah, so I went to the new boyfriend, and that was my way to bond with him.
How'd that work out?
He loves Dave Matthews. I guess he'll go and check it out. I said, hey, do you have satellite radio? Which, you know, this guy's got a boat and a Porsche. So, yeah I know he has satellite radio, right? Here I am. I didn't want to think I was trying to impress him with my, do you have satellite radio? I do. Also,
didn't mean
my...
to crash into you at this party. So you had, it was Katie was there?
Yeah, Katie went. Oh,
Gramps was there.
Well, let me say one other thing about the boyfriend. So then... His mom is there, the boyfriend's mom.
Oh, wow. This is a big deal, man. They're really getting close.
So when I saw the boyfriend's mom, she's like some bigwig in the Board of Education, and she spoke at James's graduation. So I wanted to endear myself to her before she knew who I was. Because once she finds out I'm the ex-husband, she's going to think I'm a turd.
Yes.
Or her son's, you know, whatever.
Yes.
Right. So as soon as I saw her, I go, hey, I saw you speak. I thought you were by far the best speaker. And I thought you were out there. And I went on and on about how great she was. And then I fucking rolled out.
You just kissed ass.
I did.
Who would say that? Who would walk up to someone and say, I thought you were the best speaker?
Me.
But it just seems weird to say it. It's not a... I don't know.
Well...
If you're the receiver of that, you're happy to hear. It doesn't matter who comes up.
Yeah, of course.
But
you
why do you
affirmed.
Have to involve the other? Can't you just say you did a great job?
Well, the other people were these faceless people. Who gives a shit?
Well, I didn't. I thought the other girl went before it was better.
So if you went to an open mic.
Well, that's.
And you said that person was. Well, she was one of seven speakers that were there.
Look, Joe, I just think you're trying like you're kissing ass.
No, not trying. I was.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, the reason that I did that is that I was doing what's called a preemptive strike.
Right.
I wanted to get it to her. By the way, she was good.
Yeah. You want to get her on the show?
Yeah. You know what she told me?
What's that?
She goes, you know what? I give the same speech every year.
Oh, it's like your comedy act.
Right.
The ramp set
hold
every
on.
Year.
But she goes, but this year, since it was my last year doing it, I wrote a new speech.
Boom.
But then she shit on another guy. She goes, oh, and this other guy used to give the speech. He used to tell the same joke every year.
I play close.
I just should have. You know what? I'm so mad at myself. I should have asked. And then I said to her, what do you think I asked her when I said she said she heard the same joke from this guy every single year? What do you think I asked her?
Is it funny?
No, I said, did you laugh every time? Did you fake laugh?
Right.
She said, no. She wouldn't laugh. Once she heard
it. You really got to know her then. That was an insight into her soul.
Yeah. Like I said, I was trying to win her over.
Now, was there an after party somewhere?
No. So I actually didn't stay at my.
There wasn't a party, a graduation party, because I got invited to
No. This was a graduation party.
Okay. I thought this
was
the graduation.
We graduated 3 weeks ago or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So people started rolling. So I'm like, I don't want to be the last one here. It'll be awkward. So I left, and then I went to our friend Dave's, our mutual friend. His son returned. He's a Marine. He graduated from the, what do you call it, boot camp or whatever.
Yeah.
And now he's at Gramps.
Nice.
The few, the proud.
Robbie, catch us up on your dealings. Do you have any beach stories?
The one I wanted to tell was for the bonus show.
The biggest thing to take away with Robbie is every year we go, Robbie tries to get me to some fucking buffet.
No, I don't try to drag you to the buffet. One time I did.
Tries to get me to the buffet. And I remember, now, the time we did go to the buffet, I didn't go. Remember, my kids went. And, of course, that was a time where, you know, I was exiting a marriage. I had alimony. I had child support.
Yeah.
I was struggling, and Robbie's taking me something. I think it was $40 a man.
What, Captain George's or whatever?
What was it, Robbie, the one you tried? But I didn't go, but I still had to pay for my kids. It was 40-plus tip.
When it was all said and done, it was more than 40.
No, I'm 40 a kid. It was I know
no,
that.
Correct.
Right?
No, that's correct. Right. When it was all said, but it was, you know, it's like 39 something.
Wait, why didn't you pay, Robbie? You're the uncle treating.
It never occurred to me that that was a problem.
Well, not now, but this we don't have a time machine to fix it. Another thing is how long, and I don't want to be critical of Robbie's girlfriend, who I really like, but how long did it take to get over jet lag? She was asleep the whole time.
She was. She really was.
She was asleep back at their hotel. She'd wake up, come here. She'd fall asleep on the couch. I never saw her awake. She was asleep the whole time.
She was also sick. That was part of the problem.
From the buffet. Did you guys eat at a buffet when you were down there?
We did the first night.
What was it?
It was the same one that you were just talking about. Only they have a new owner, so it's a lot cheaper now.
What was the name of it?
It's called Shanghai.
An Asian buffet.
Of course it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It used to be called the
Captain George Shanghai.
It used to be called the Tokyo buffet, and now it's called Shanghai because it's a new owner. The waiter told us that the old owners drove it into the ground. They lost the liquor license. They screwed it up. So then the new owners came in. Well, they don't have fried oysters anymore, but they now have steak.
Look, we'll read your Yelp review.
Did you give it a Yelp review?
I should.
Hey, Robbie, so the girlfriend came back from Taiwan. Is that what you're saying?
She was in China this time.
Okay, China. So she's been so tired. Have you not been getting that back home sex?
No.
Wow.
You know, every time we talk to Robbie, he says no. I'm just wondering. What are we talking about? He probably, by the way, whatever he says, it's going to be exaggerated.
You guys always ask me at a time when the situation is unresolved.
When's the last time you had unresolved?
What
when's the last time you had sex, Robbie?
I call it resolution.
When's the last? Did you resolve all over her face? When's the last time you guys, you did your matrimonial duties or whatever?
It's been.
Who's president?
Almost a month.
Oh
God!
For you, Robbie, that's amazing. Now, but she was away for how long?
2.5 weeks.
Okay, so it's only really been...
Yeah, but, okay, if Katie's away for 2.5 weeks...
Yeah.
Yes.
The day she comes back, we're going to have sex.
That would normally be the case.
But she was sick.
And...
Jet-lagged.
And something else was going on.
Okay. But that doesn't last a
week about and a half. What about the goodbye sex?
That was... I don't know why we're talking about this.
Did she at least give you a hander, Robbie? Come on.
Yeah, you brought it up.
That happened at least a week beforehand.
All right. You don't have to answer. You can always say no.
That's why it's been so long.
All right.
Do you think you're going to have sex before next week's show?
Do you think you're going to have sex again?
Yeah. Ever?
Tonight?
No. It's probably going to be maybe this weekend.
All right.
Every once in a while, Katie will be like, hey, do you want to have sex tonight? And I will always say yes, of course. And then we think my next question is. Hold on. Hey, Katie.
We've got that drop.
Let me see if I can get her to come in here. Hey, Katie, come in here if you're upstairs.
Please.
See if she'll
bad
know the
boys, answer. Bad boys.
There she is.
Hey, now.
So every single time we agree to have sex.
We agree.
I have a follow-up question. Really, she's the one that has to agree. But there's a follow-up question. She might be. Oh, here we go. So, real quick, get on that mic right there. Okay. Every time, if we decide we're going to have sex in one night, like, say, hey, you want to have sex tonight? What's the question
I say?
Either way, okay. What's the next question I ask?
You want to run your balls?
You say what kind?
Is that a cock ring?
I say what kind, and then what do I say?
What does she say to what kind?
She goes, I don't know, and then I go, Reggie.
That's for regular?
Regular, yeah.
Right. And how many kinds are there?
There's a lot of kinds, right?
I don't
By the way, it's always, it's usually regular. Let's not.
I don't know how many kinds you're having.
He says some really weird.
Hold
so
on.
What's
I
the
think
name?
You're down. Hold on. Do I have you? Hold on. I think I have you down. Hold on.
Can I want to suck your tits.
Stop.
Jesus.
Hold on. What's that? Two? Okay, talk again.
Hello?
Nope. Let me try. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, try again.
Hello?
Oh, there,
there
you go. Okay,
go.
Sorry,
sorry
about that.
Do you want me to start over?
No. Every once in a while, she'll say, hey, do you want to have sex tonight? She will. She'll
yeah,
be the one to
I
initiate
will.
It. Yeah.
And then you say yes, and then you say what kind.
I've never said no.
He says, sure, what kind?
What kind? I always
and
say
you,
what kind.
And you call regular as Reggie.
Reggie, yeah.
So what are the names for the other ones?
Shit, it's more of a joke.
I know. Well, that's
I guess
why
anal?
We're telling it.
Is that what I'm saying? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Reggie anal?
Yeah. Yeah, or special.
Ear Reggie
or birthday yeah. anal.
And then what do I say?
She says whatever. But we usually have Reggie. Let's be
it's
serious.
Usually Reggie.
Tell me if this works for you too. I met a couple in Syracuse. Pretty good looking couple. She was kind of like your situation, but the girl was much better looking.
Right?
And
but,
he was old. Yeah. And
but no, he wasn't. No, they were the same age. But
25
she,
pounds overweight. Go ahead.
No, they have separate bedrooms, their own design in each bedroom, and then the way that one initiates sex is they just come in the other. They walk in the other bedroom, and then they know that it's on.
Yeah.
And then they have sex in that room, and then they go back to their quarters.
So I usually just ask, but what do I do when you know I want to have sex? What do I do?
Take your pants
start
off?
Start jerking off?
No,
jeez.
No.
Jeez. What's this guy
no,
30?
Jeez. No.
Reggie jerk
just
off?
Just kidding?
No.
I have some good drops now.
I shower.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He always showers. Oh. He showers, and then I say, why are you showering? And he's like, just in case something happens.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't care if she showers.
Can
no,
I
don't
tell
care.
Them what you do sometimes?
I just
though?
Want all options.
I understand.
I want everything on the table.
Sure.
Right? And if I'm clean and hairless,
hey,
then I
yeah.
got a much better
look
shot.
Look at me. Can I tell them what you do sometimes?
Oh,
sure. I don't know what it is, but yes.
Sometimes, if he's lazy, he'll literally just go into
yeah,
the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll go into the bathroom, and he'll clean his junk in the sink with hand soap. So he'll lean over the sink, and he'll just wash it with the soap that I wash my hands
as
with.
As opposed to a full shower.
You know, it's so funny.
I've done that.
When she yeah. says to me, she goes, oh, I don't use a hand soap. I was hand soap soap. And then I smelled it. It's not. It's
not.
Way different.
It's like cucumber melon on your penis.
It is a different smell. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like yeah. a bar of Safeguard or whatever.
And I'm like, oh, well, thanks for the effort.
Yeah.
Why don't you use body wash? As opposed
to
the hands.
He's too lazy to go to the shower.
Well, hold on. No, first of all, I'm not too lazy.
I don't mean that in like a mean way.
But
I'm sure it's gonna be great. He's gonna be really great sex then if he's that lazy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's clean.
Yeah. Just get on top.
Are you now, just rushing because you're so excited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I would use body wash, but I think that she wants a no perfumes.
Well, then why would you use hand soap?
That's what. That was the point. You don't like the hand soap, right? So. Now, by the
way, what do you normally wash your junk with?
A bar of soap.
Okay.
I don't use a loofah, by the way.
You don't? You just,
I wish you would.
You have a washcloth?
I take the bar of soap.
You're just having sex with
correct.
Soap with
listen
your
to me. Okay. I take the bar of soap and I shove it in every area that I want clean.
But
okay.
It's not exfoliating you. You're just rubbing on top of it.
I don't
you
need
should
to exfoliate
be...
my butthole.
It's time for you to get some
no,
exfoliation.
No, but you need to scrub sometimes.
Yeah, why not? I have those. I bought those gloves that you
oh, yeah.
put them on.
That's
yeah.
a great idea.
You do?
Cool. Yeah.
Do you have beautiful skin?
I do. Let me shower real quick.
Do you look like Beyonce when you take your shirt
I
off?
I do. And there's a wind thing and my hair blows.
We should
really...
watch each other shower.
Okay.
For some best practice.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Jeez. All right.
Yeah. Wow. Somehow I'm definitely coming in dead last in this. I get to see Katie, who I see already. I get to see you, who I don't
yeah,
want to see. You
yeah.
get to see Katie, it's, and
yeah.
you have to see me.
I,
yeah, it's not good.
I'm happy with this situation. Robbie, do you and the girlfriend have a sign that when you take a shower, does she know? Or she that isn't transfer her language? I don't know.
I do have signals.
You start flexing.
No, I put on special mood lighting, and I put on the music.
How many times have you put on the mood light?
Thanks, Marcus.
God, I forgot Marcus was here. And
oh,
he,
yeah. He's been jerking off in the sink.
Just slowly.
Friggin' aloe.
How many times have you put on the music and the lighting and she's like, not tonight?
That's never happened.
Come on, soon, never? Oh, so you
yeah,
only
I
do it when
you
know it's a sure thing.
No, I never get turned down.
Jeez.
Then why are you on? Never mind.
But I know. But I also know when to ask.
Robbie Robinson never turned down.
Let me give.
He turned down our requests all the time to do things.
Let me give you some names in chat real quick before we get out of here. Dwight Schrute. I don't get it.
That's from The Office, and that's who Dr. Girl calls
you're
Robbie.
Right. By the way, Rob, do you know who Emmanuel Chang is?
I feel like we've just heard that name.
That was the guy I was when I used to crank call people in the Penny Saver. And I would ask if I could only buy only one shoe, Emmanuel Chang.
Yeah.
Five-plated, Gramps.
Good for Steve-O.
Many, many people with guests and just a number, Jim Amato. Pool guy Mark, punctual.
Yeah.
What's that a reference to, Robbie? Do you know?
I would guess it's because of the whole discussion last week of you being late for the show.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, that's a stretch, guys. And then worst man, which I get.
Oh, yeah, best man, worst man. Hey, I met a guy in Syracuse.
I bet I know who that is, worst man. I bet I know exactly who that is.
Captain Cupcake.
I met a guy in Syracuse who listens to the Rob and Joe show.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, and I kind of forgot his name. I want to say it was Dave, but whatever, dude.
Shout out, Dave.
You're a good guy. Thanks for coming to the show.
Yeah, we met that couple at the show we did at AMP. Yeah. I love meeting Rob and Joe show fans. Matter of fact, Katie and I told you that. We were at Twain's Tavern and we met a Rob and Joe show fan.
We're blowing up.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, guys. Check us out. Ramshead is already going to happen.
Yeah. By the time Robbie gets us out, Ramshead will already happen. But Vienna, Virginia, look, we don't beg, but this we have to. Please, if you're anywhere in the area... Right. Now, Bobby, Mike O'Mara's show's listeners, we probably have
Jam
some
and
of
Java,
those.
Vienna. It's a great venue, good drinks, good food, 7 p.m. Saturday, July 21st, the newly dead game.
There you go.
See you then.
Bye.
Dim lights and the Eagles.
Reggie.